Shalom Aleichem, good morning. To complete our topic of Kiddush B'Makom Suhuda, we have a fascinating question today. If somebody is indeed going to rely on the Magen Avraham, and for example in shul, have Kiddush, hear Kiddush, say Kiddush, and have just a mezonos, not wash on Lechem Mishnah, but have a mezonos there, do you need actually two mezonoses, two cakes, two regalach, etc., as the case may be, effectively a lecha mishnah, quasi lecha mishnah, and do they need to be shleimim? What's shleimim? So the concept of shleimim is that when we have lecha mishnah, we can't use or shouldn't use lecha tchila, we should not be using a challah that is missing. We shouldn't use slices of bread, two slices of bread for lecha mishnah. Those are not shleimim. That would be lecha mishnah, but not shleimim, not full pieces. We shouldn't use a piece that is missing anything. So that is the concept of shleimim. Lecha mishnah should be shleimim. So when it comes to going to a kiddush and shul, should we be makbid that if we're going to be having a mezonos, we hear a kiddush, we say kiddush, should we be taking two danishes, two full danishes, for example, to have lecha mishnah? And also shleimim, not two pieces of cut cake. That wouldn't be shleimim. That would be two, but not shleimim. So in fact, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and this is brought in the Tshuvas on Haggas of Rav Moshe Sternbach, says as follows, Kishemekadesh biyom b'shachris. So when you're having Kiddush, Shabbos morning, Kodem es Seuda HaKavua, before you have your main meal, so before you have your Lechem Mishnah, so if you're, for example, in Shul, and you're hearing Kiddush, V'ochel Pas Kisnin, and you can have a Mezonos, Yesh L'Kachas Shnayim Shleimim, you indeed should be taking two pieces of Mezonos, and they should be Shleimim as well. So fascinating concept here, that when you're having your Mezonos, they should effectively be like your Lechem Mishnah. And the question is, why would that be the case? So Rav Moshe Sternbach gives an interesting explanation as follows. He says it's based on the concept that when it comes to Su'uda Shlishis, the third meal in the day, Mi'ikar Adin, fundamentally, you don't need to have bread. We are lenient. It's not ideal, but we are lenient that if somebody's not able to eat or whatever the case may be, to have the real bread, you can rely on having a mezonos. And he explains why is that and what's the connection to the third meal that you can have a mezonos to our question today of why should you have, when you're having a mezonos in shul, for example, at a kiddush, that you should have two shleimim. What's the connection? So it goes as follows, a little bit complicated. The concept, the halacha of having three meals on Shabbos is learned. It's a drasha on a pasuk brought in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, based on the pasuk that says, Vayomer Moshe, and what we hear here now talking about the man is that it says the word hayom three times. This is the drasha. This is the pasuk first, and then we'll have the drasha. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Ichlu Ayom, you should eat the man today. That's the first Ayom. Ki Shabbos Ayom, because it's Shabbos today. That's the second Ayom. Ki Shabbos Ayom LaShem. Hayom Lim Tim Tzu B'Sadeh. Today, at the third Hayom, you will not find the man in the Sadeh. In other words, when it comes to Friday, you're getting a double portion, and you are not going to get on Shabbos. And now we have the drasha on this pasuk that it says Hayom three times to teach us that what you have, you should divide up into three separate meal. So he says as follows, Vitachen lelakach lo bayin, and pasuk could very well be that you don't need bread for the third meals, the three meals. We could say for all three meals, you would not need bread. You can get away with a mezonos. So why do we need, halachically, do we need bread for the first two meals at Friday night and Shabbos day? It's not because of that pasuk. It's not because we have the imperative to have three seudas based on the pasuk, but rather there's something else that applies to the first two meals of Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos morning, but that does not apply to seuda shlishis, and that is the din of Onig Shabbos. Onig Shabbos, having real enjoyment of Shabbos, that applies to the first two meals. It doesn't apply for the Suda Shlishi. So we have a source that we need three meals. Three meals, it could be that in Mizonos is enough. We don't require to have bread, but for there's a different reason that we require bread for the first two meals. That is because of Onig Shabbos, but not because of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos would apply to all three meals, including Suda Shlishis. That would not require bread, but Onig Shabbos applies to the first two meals. That would require bread. So accordingly, based on that, says Rav Sternbach, Lakach Nira Loma, the Shabbos Rira Leila Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This would be the basis for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, saying that when you're having Kiddush on mizonos, before your seuda of the daytime, there's no imperative that we have to have bread, because that's not one of our two meals. That's simply in advance of our second meal. But because of this, because we're saying that it's because of Kavod Shabbos, you should, and that applies, Kavod Shabbos applies to all three meals. We're learning from Suda Shlishis. So Suda Shlishis, we have a din, you could have mizonos. So to here, apparently you can have mizonos, but because of Kavod Shabbos, you should indeed have two shlemim. You should have two, not only one piece of mizonos, and it be should be shalem as well. So there we have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That is a massive chumrah, then anyone going to a Kiddush would have to have two, not only one, but two. Now, it's easy to have two. I'll have two pieces of bread, two pieces of cake, but to have two shlemim, very difficult at a kiddush to find two shlemim. You'd have to have two regalach, and maybe those, you need a shi. He doesn't talk about the minimum size that you need, but maybe regalach are even too small. You need two real Danishes to have. But be that as it may, obviously this is a chumrah to have two shlemim at the kiddush when you're having your mizonos. The minhag ha'olam is not like this. And Rav Sternbach concludes his tshuva, yesh baze harbe shemekilim baze, there are many people who are mekel, and indeed they rely in shul to have a mizonos. They don't say kiddush when they get home. And we would add on that people are not noheg, not strict like this Kisser Shulchan Aruch. They simply have one mizonos, at least when they're saying the bracha. Maybe they continue having multiple pieces of cake, but they're certainly not shlemim. It would be unusual to find two shlemim at a kiddush, so we are not makbid about this, but we are lenient to have a mizonos. That is, again, as we saw last time, Rav Moshe Sternbach says, although many people are not makbid to say kiddush again when they get home and they have their seuda on bread, indeed that is his hanaga, and that is the better thing to do, because then you are saying kiddush in the place that you're having your real seuda on bread. Have a wonderful day.